Capital One believes that everyone deserves easier access to their money whenever they need it, in a simple and secure way. With advancements in machine learning technology, online shopping is now a breeze with Capital One. Autofill payment fields and get assigned a virtual card number for more secure online purchases. Plus, machine learning is also constantly fighting fraud and alerts you of all suspicious activity on your account. See how Capital One is using machine learning for the future of banking at CapitalOne.com. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm glad that I'm being joined by you. Yeah, you, all the listeners all over North America. Thank you for taking the time to hop on, to join, to listen. Everybody on the free Odyssey app, people tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also at JR Sport Brief, just everywhere on social media. It's what a surprise and shock, right? That's where you can find me, at JR Sport Brief. So, knowing that it's Wednesday night, an hour from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. Tonight, we're going to take a look at some of the records in professional sports that are likely to never be broken. We know the Major League Baseball regular season, it's over. Aaron Judge last night, he hit number 62. We're going to get ready for the postseason that will take place this upcoming Friday. All the wild card teams will be in action. We have to wait until early next week before we start getting the divisional games. And yeah, baseball, they were able to play their year. We talked about this last hour. It was a long time ago where there were conversations about, are we even going to have a baseball season? The answer is yes. And in about a month's time, we'll be able to crown a World Series champ. A matter of fact, exactly a month from now, November 5th is the latest day that we would have the conclusion of the World Series Game 7. And so baseball, you got one more month left. In the NBA, they're pretty much revving things up right now. And so next hour, I'll give you a top six list on records. At last hour, we talked about the MLB. We were able to talk about the retirement of Cole Beasley. Two games with Tampa Bay, had to deal with the hurricane situation. And his agent says he's ready to be with his family after playing 11 seasons. It's time to be a full-time dad and a husband. I don't know. To me, it's not a shot at Tom Brady. It's just, the timing couldn't have been worse for Tom Brady for a statement like that to come out. We mentioned Victor Wembanyama, someone who hasn't even played an NBA game yet, but at 7'4", moving around like Kevin Durant and playing defense like Rudy Gobert, he seems like a video game character. Let's wait to see what he does the rest of the year. Let's wait to see what he does when he actually gets to the league. And this is a story that I do have to mention because it really broke right before I joined you on air an hour ago. Draymond Green. Well, let me back up a little bit. We know the Golden State Warriors. They're a modern-day dynasty in the NBA. No, they didn't go back to back to back to back to back to back to back. But if you have to think about the stretch of years that they've been able to compete, their dynasty. They just won the championship. They're trying to win another one. It's a beautiful situation when you have all of these players that they've been able to draft contribute to a title. I'm talking everyone, obviously, from the biggest name, Steph Curry, to Klay Thompson, to Draymond Green. You have younger guys who haven't even really played yet. Not Kuminga, he started to play. I'm talking about Wiseman. These two guys might be potential all-stars that can help these older guys advance, still be efficient, take some of the load off, and still keep the Warriors in championship contention. It's a beautiful scenario to be in. You got guys like Jordan Poole. It's crazy what Bob Myers and what they've been able to do out in Golden State to just, A, have a contender with Hall of Fame caliber players, and then even through the injuries, be able to retool and still be in that situation, be in that space to contend and grow for years to come. And so here's the sticker. We know typically when you win a championship, when you've done it multiple times, when you've gone through the grind of it, it's like anything else. The grind just starts to grind your gears. You know, people want credit. People want to get paid. They want to be compensated. And so today, Draymond Green, it was reported, got into a physical altercation with his own teammate, Jordan Poole. Draymond Green, if he retired tomorrow, Draymond Green would probably go in to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Whether you agree with it or not, he would go in. Jordan Poole, he's still someone who's growing in his NBA career, certainly a shooter, a scorer, a slasher. He's probably going to take a few more steps. Wouldn't surprise me if Jordan Poole exits the space of, I don't know, a potential, you know, sixth man of the year type candidate player to maybe picking up a few All-Star game appearances. Well, it was reported that they had an altercation during practice, a little bit of chest to chest, and that Draymond Green decided to swing. He punched him. That's the report. We've heard this from Shams, Woj, and also Chris Haynes. This is pretty much the story. They got into a little bit of a tiff. Draymond Green swung. Jordan Poole is okay. He was able to continue practice. The Golden State Warriors are now looking into disciplining Draymond Green. And I'm sure over the next day or two or three, Draymond Green will come out with a full podcast episode for all of us to listen to. Chris Haynes now also reported that with Jordan Poole pretty much coming to the end of his rookie contract and knowing that he is, yes, overall, an emerging player, someone to grow in the NBA, Chris Haynes says that there's been a little bit of a change in him by some of his teammates, recognizing that he's on the precipice of a big deal, probably somewhere in the range of 4 years, $100, $120 million, that people are starting to notice he's behaving differently. And so we have no idea, you know, what prompted this. We know teammates get into it all the time. Contract, no contract, families fight, players fight, teammates fight. It's just what it is. But Draymond Green's name is attached to it. It's going to be a larger deal. Here's another issue with the Golden State Warriors. I told you it's a beautiful thing when you have all of these players who can, A, help you win a championship. You have all these young players who don't have the pressure to grow but are ridiculously talented. You got to pay them all. The Golden State Warriors make money hand over fist. With all the success that they've had over the past several years, with all the success they've had just being in the Bay, being pretty much in the central location for tech and billionaires and sponsorships, knowing that they moved from Oakland, which I hate, to San Francisco, to the Chase Center, they own the building. Everything that happens in the building, they make money off of it. And so it's not just the team. But at the end of the day, nobody's trying to stay in the luxury tax to keep all of the talent in the world. There comes a point in time where you have to make some tough decisions. Jordan Poole, this guy's young. He's not even into his fourth season in the league. He's going to get his money, and the Warriors will pay him. Andrew Wiggins is someone. His defense, his dexterity is not being the number one overall pick. Andrew Wiggins is in a place right now. He's going to want to be paid. And then you have someone like a vet. He is the vet on the team. Draymond Green. He's been along for the entire ride and winning the championships. He came in. He replaced David Lee. And they were able to skyrocket. Draymond Green is 32 years old. He wants to be paid like a max player and not a maximum contract, but he wants a max deal. At the end of the season, Draymond Green can opt out and become a free agent and go wherever the hell he wants. He wants a max deal from the Warriors. Somebody's got to go. It's not going to be Jordan Poole. Is it going to be Wiggins? Maybe not. He's younger. He can actually shoot as well. He's more athletic than Draymond. Draymond plays defense, but how is Draymond Green's game going to age? People have said for years, and I don't think it's false, if Draymond Green was on another team, yeah, he'd be good. Would he be an all-star? Would he have a Hall of Fame career? Does Draymond Green think he's going to wake up tomorrow and, I don't know, he's not going to the Orlando Magic, but what would he do anywhere else? He needs to be on a championship contender where he can utilize his quote-unquote intangibles to help out a squad. And so maybe there's a little bit of frustration there, knowing that Jordan Poole, his rookie extension, it's absolutely no problem for the Golden State Warriors. But someone who's been along for the entire championship ride in a Draymond Green, a future Hall of Famer, man, he doesn't know his future status when it comes down to his contract. And so we all know this. We saw it with The Last Dance. You can have all the talent in the world. Who's taking the credit? Who's getting paid? I don't think this is going to blow up the Golden State Warriors, but it appears to be potentially the centerpiece of what we saw tonight. And we've seen Jordan Poole in the regular season. We've seen him play. He can be a little, I don't want to say eccentric. He can be a little bit in your face in a playful pain in the ass type way. And so no surprise that Draymond Green, you know, wanted to maybe potentially take a swing at him. Draymond Green, a couple of months ago, he talked about Jordan Poole on, guess what, the Draymond Green Show, his own podcast, and he praised him. But you could probably also surmise some additional things as well. Take a listen.
Of course, we get to the young sensation, most improved player, Jordan Poole, and what he's doing to defense is absolutely insane. I mean, you think of a defense having to prepare for Steph Curry, which is a nightmare, and then having to prepare for him twice. That's a totally different nightmare. And right now, that's what I see out of Jordan Poole. When I'm out there playing with Jordan Poole, like the same little life hacks, if you will, that I use when I'm playing with Steph Curry to get him open, I'm starting to realize, or I have realized, are the same little life hacks I can use to get Jordan open. And it's in large part due to his skill set. And, you know, Jordan, as we all know, he went to the school down the highway from Michigan State University. No need to mention the school's name. But I absolutely hated him. I mean, he played against Michigan State. Like, get this kid out of here. Like, he never backed. I've never seen him back down in a moment. And that dates back to then.
Yeah, well, today he punched him in the face. What else can you say? You know what? I'm not going to eviscerate Draymond Green. I'm sure that maybe he'll get fined. Maybe he'll be suspended. I don't know. I don't think it would warrant a full game suspension. Whatever you do here, you're going to set the tone for the entire season. I think you got to keep that in mind. We haven't even started a game yet, and Draymond Green is punching Jordan Poole. This is the same Draymond Green who on the bench yelled at Kevin Durant, "Man, we don't need you. We were out here winning a championship before you got here." And Kevin Durant had no problem packing up his bags and leaving. I think Draymond Green, he might be closer to the door than any of the Golden State Warriors, and maybe he's feeling it right now. The phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. It's real simple. How do you reach me? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls on this Draymond Green situation if you have any. We're going to talk about some potential NBA MVP candidates. And even Westbrook and LeBron, oh, they're playing right now. How about that? I'll give you an update It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best. And I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not hard-hitting. I'm not hitting anybody. That's Draymond Green. We're not even in the regular season. And damn it, the Golden State Warriors, they should have just got back not too long ago from Asia. And they're already fighting. And guess who? Draymond Green threw a punch at Jordan Poole. He connected. He hit him. Jordan Poole's okay. He was able to practice. So this wasn't some type of Mike Tyson knockout. But kind of crazy that tempers are already starting to flare and that the Golden State Warriors, fresh off of a championship, they already got beef, of course. And Draymond Green, once again, is at the center of it. He wants to bark at Durant. Hey, we didn't need you. We won a championship without you. That made things very tough for the Warriors the rest of the way. I think injuries pretty much did them in. They still would have won a championship. And now here we go again, this time with a younger player in Jordan Poole. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS as we continue on momentarily. I do want to tell you about some of the players that executives have looked at in the NBA to ultimately win the MVP award. I do want to talk to you about Bobby Wagner. This man had a police report filed against him for brutalizing a dumbass fan who decided to run out onto the field. But let's go ahead and hit the phone lines first. Julia is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Julia, what's on your mind?
Hello. I prefer to be called Mac. I usually go by that name. But can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Mac, yes.
Okay, I usually call on my landline phone. But okay. I was just calling to make a comment about Cole Beasley. I watched Cole Beasley when he was here with the Buffalo Bills, and he is a very much so a family man. I think his retirement does not have anything to do with Tom Brady at all. And I think he chose to retire because he had some he did not want to play with Tom Brady after he got down there and saw the type of person that Tom Brady can be because he is. People have not seen this because I'm a therapist.
Okay, but wait, well, let's slow down a minute.
He shows all Julia. The signs of a narcissist, and he does gaslighting.
Julia.
Mac, call me Mac. Mac1298.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mac. I'm just trying to read what you told our producer your name was. Well, Mac.
Yeah, I don't think because
Cole Mac, slow down.
Yeah, I don't
Please.
Think that's.
Oh, Mac, oh, hold on. I had to put Mac on hold.
Julia, right?
Is it Julia, Mac, Mac?
Listen, which one? I don't know who she is tonight, but she's not stopping.
I know. I want to talk to her, but she just keeps going.
She cares. I'll give her. I can tell she cares about Cole Beasley.
Yeah, I was gonna ask her. I said, hey, what do you know about Tom Brady that we don't? And she just kept going. She got to it eventually. She said he's a narcissist. Maybe if I let me try to pick up Mac again, maybe she will have slowed down. Let's see. Hey Mac, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Mac1298 is here.
Okay. So you're gonna slow down a little bit for me?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. So you answered the question. You said you believe, based on you being a therapist, that Tom Brady has all of... Okay, mental health therapist. You say Tom Brady has all of the signs of being a narcissist. What
Yes.
are these signs?
Some of the signs, according to the new DSM, has been revised.
No. Tom Brady specifically.
Tom Brady, I think his number one love is football.
Yeah.
And usually a narcissist only cares about themselves. And I don't want to get into personal issues.
Oh, okay.
But they usually only care about themselves.
Okay.
And he's switched teams several times.
One time.
And I know he's the GOAT. He is the GOAT. I will agree with that.
Okay.
There's no one better than Tom Brady who has played as a NFL quarterback. I will agree with that.
Okay.
But some of the signs there with narcissism, they care about themselves only. They will put everything out of the way just to do what they want to do. And I was really talking about Cole Beasley. I just think that you were making an unfair comparison.
Mac. Learn to take a joke.
It wasn't a joke. You can't.
A comparison? No, that's that.
You
well,
kept...
Mac, I got to be honest with
you.
Can you listen to me very carefully?
I
don't want to just flat hang up on you, but what you're saying is incorrect. There is no, absolutely no possible way that I would sit on a radio and make a comparison between Cole Beasley and Tom Brady. What I said was
Cole Beasley retiring.
Yes, listen to me carefully.
Okay.
What I did was I took a look, and I will read you the statement one more time from his agent. Cole Beasley's agent said he is ready to be with his family after playing in 11 seasons, and it's time to be a full-time dad and husband. What I said is, it is ridiculous timing when you think about these issues that Tom Brady is currently dealing with his own family. And those reports say the opposite. That what we all know publicly, you just said it, Tom Brady appears to be a narcissist. You said that he chose football and he loves football. It's like, yes, we know. His bio, Tom Brady's bio on social media says two things. It says family and football. Well, it appears, unfortunately, and you said you don't want to get into Tom Brady's private life. His private life is all over the place. His wife, his current wife, has openly talked about their private business publicly. So we're not saying anything that's not out there. Nobody is beating up on Tom Brady. Nobody's digging into his personal life. This is unfortunately what's there. And so there's no comparison. I certainly understand what you're saying about Cole Beasley. And I wish him nothing but the best in retirement, Mac. Okay? Good deal?
That's a good deal.
Well,
I like hearing that because I hope he does well in his retirement.
Me too.
I hope the best for Tom Brady and his family as well.
Yes. I hope the best for everybody's family. Everybody. Hey, Shep, the best for everybody's family, right?
You have another way than that, yes.
Yeah, come on.
You don't have to convince me twice.
Yeah, who can? I don't what are we doing here?
Just, JR, you alluded to it. It's just not good timing. It's just to add insult to injury. It's a double whammy.
Yeah. You could have just said, hey, Cole Beasley, he wants to retire.
Right.
He's going to go home with his family. Done. I mean, let me read it again. What is this? It's time to be a full-time dad and husband. It makes you go, whoa, did Tom Brady yell at him in practice? Did Cole Beasley? And I'm sure. I assume that signing with the team, automatically having to deal with the hurricane and all the disaster. And I'm sure it had an effect. And he said, listen, I just came back to the NFL. I just left my family. I'm done. I'm going home. But it was like the wording of it. Listen, when people write things, especially people with half a brain, when they write something, like there's intent. You know, it's not without reason. And so Cole Beasley is going home to his family. And, Tom Brady, we have no idea. A new story every single day.
Is the moral of the story, JR, don't leave Josh Allen in his prime? Should that be the takeaway for, the guys who thinks the grass is greener outside of Buffalo? Is that the takeaway here, too?
I don't know if Cole Beasley had that much of a choice in that. you know, in that one.
That's true. But, I mean, 80-plus receptions, back-to-back seasons, a guy in his 30s. He was an above-average receiver. Is that fair to say?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I mean, an above-average receiver is a guy who's just kind of out there. He's an above-average receiver is maybe the guy who straddles the third spot on the team. You know, he's just there. Cole Beasley was just about the third receiver on a very good team, and in some bad teams where they still needed one, they went out there. Look at how many receivers the Bills have now. They don't need his ass. I mean, it goes without saying. So all the best to Cole Beasley. And maybe he'll do like Blake Bortles and he'll disappear. Who knows? Something else interesting that took place, and we'll get to the NBA MVP candidates. We talked about this on Monday night. Got the 49ers out there. You got the Rams. The Rams lose. It was just a disaster. They got their asses handed to them. 49ers ate them alive. Matthew Stafford was sacked 7 times. But one of the larger hits that night was when Bobby Wagner decided to hit one of these protesters who decided to step out onto the field. Security could not get this guy down onto the ground, and so Bobby Wagner and Tack McKinley, they took matters into their own hands or shoulder pads. Bobby Wagner laid him the hell out. This guy, and he has a name, Alex Taylor, was the dude who was trespassing onto the field. He also had a flare that was just emitting, like, pink smoke. Ultimately, the group that he was working with is called Direct Action Everywhere. And he was on the field, listen to this, to raise awareness for a trial involving the alleged theft of pigs from a factory farm. And so, good. He now has that attention here via me on CBS Sports Radio. And this is what he wants. Good for him. I don't know if any of my listeners are going to go outside and, you know, be an advocate for this case, but you get my point. Alex Taylor then was detained, cited for trespassing, and released. I'm sure he had to pay a $1,000 fine, maybe a couple thousand, who knows, but he's free. On Tuesday, he went to the police department in Santa Clara, and he decided to file a police report, saying that this was assault, that Bobby Wagner went out there and hit him. I want you to hear this from Bobby Wagner the night that this took place. He was in his locker room. Keep in mind, this was after the loss, and Bobby Wagner was asked, why the hell did you lay out this guy?
It's behind me. Ain't really focused on it. You know, I'm more concerned about the security guard that was hurt trying to chase him and the people that was, you know, we don't know what that is, and you just got to do what you got to do.
Are you surprised how viral that video went?
A little bit, because I didn't, you know, most times they cut away from that part of the game, and so we had every angle. So, you know, I think a lot of players want to do it too, so.
Did you sense that afterwards? Because even Kyle Shanahan talked about that, how awesome it was to see you do that, that players get tired of that?
I mean, you just never know. You never know. Like, people just run on the field for no reason sometimes. And again, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to keep happening, but you never know what that person is. The guy in their pocket, their hands, their whatever, kind of like what I said, you know, after the game. And so, you know, there's consequences for your actions.
Yeah, that was Bobby Wagner speaking today. On the other side, I want to talk more about this. We're going to get into some of these potential NBA MVP candidates that executives kind of laid out. It's just wild to me. I guess we're going to need one fan, to just get put to sleep out on the field. Again, it's happened in the past before, you know, there's just stricter laws put down in place. And depending on where you live, some of the laws can pretty much hand you a misdemeanor for interrupting a sporting event. It's wild. We'll talk about this more on the other side. The top of the hour will get you a top 6 list.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, at the top of the hour, we're going to bring you a new top six list. Aaron Judge deciding to go out there and break records. 62 home runs, an American League single season home run record. Well, we're going to talk about some other big time records at the top of the hour. Yeah, a new top six list. Before we do that, I want to finish up this conversation on Bobby Wagner. Wild situation. Monday Night Football. Fan is on the field. We know we've heard and seen plenty of instances where a fan gets onto the field, except for this time, this fan ran around, was not brought down by security, and Bobby Wagner laid him the hell out. Well, this fan, Alex Taylor, he wasn't necessarily there to be a fan of the football game. He was there to raise awareness for a trial that involved the theft of pigs from a factory farm. So it sounds like animal activists wanted to steal some property, and that they did. And so Alex Taylor is getting attention, although I don't think it's making that much of an impact. And so what did he do? After he was detained, after he was cited for trespassing and released, he went to the police station in Santa Clara. He decided to file a police report. The police are looking into, they are investigating what, I have no idea. We saw what happened. An idiot ran onto the field. He decided to take his, well, he didn't take his shirt off. He decided to run around with a pink flare. He ran and ran and ran and ran until he ran into someone who hits and destroys people for a living. Bobby Wagner laid him out. Now, let me be clear. Bobby Wagner has not been charged with a crime. And I don't think anyone is really worried. We just heard from Bobby Wagner on the other side of the break. I don't think anyone is concerned about what might happen to Bobby Wagner. Because I think most of us all know and understand, if you step out onto a field, not only are you A, trespassing, and you open yourself up to your own punishment or citation or potential litigation against you, you open yourself to up to a potential ass whooping. Who wants that? Nobody. I don't want to get hit on the field, let alone in pads, by Bobby Wagner or James Harrison. I don't need none of these guys hitting me. And so if you're a fan to go out there and you want to run around to convey a message, don't eat animals, don't do this, don't do that, this is very clear. You should get your ass whooped. Instead of a $1,000 fine, man, I don't think enough people care about the animals. I mean, go put an ad in the newspaper. The NFL audience is where you want to deliver and send that message. You don't do anything but provide fodder for me. Your money is better used in other places. And so Bobby Wagner he'll ultimately be okay. Sean McVay, he has no issues. He's just like, listen, Bobby Wagner's my guy. I ain't worried about it. Listen.
I think that we all know where Bobby's intentions were, you know, and I support Bobby Wagner. that's where I'm at with that. I don't think anybody would disagree.
Yeah, what else is there to do? I think this is not going to happen. This is me being a jerk. I know somebody will take it serious. But if you're a fan and you step out onto the field, the player should be able to whoop your ass. Like, come on, we heard from Bobby Wagner. This guy had a flair. You don't know what else he's been hiding or smuggling or put or brought onto the field. Was Bobby Wagner really fearing for his safety? Probably not, but there is a worry and a concern of, what the hell is this nut doing on the field? Well, he doesn't belong here. Let me solve the problem in case he does anything else crazy. It's all entertainment. You know, we played this on Monday. And for my own entertainment and for yours, let's play it as well. We know that typically broadcasters do not want to highlight or encourage just foolery on the field. Someone interrupting the game, someone interrupting the play, they cut away. They don't want to show it. But, man, with social media, we will all see it. Kevin Harlan had no issue a few years ago with this call on Westwood One. A fan ran onto the field, and, well, this is what happened.
Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Look out. Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes the blue coat.
They're coming from the left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Oh. That was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your part. That was a great call. All right, I'm ready for the last 11:31 now, Kevin. Let's go.
Look at the police. They've surrounded this man like he is... like he's just robbed a bank.
I tell you what, he got a whole lap in
before
they got him. I mean, that was pretty good. I expected him to go down much sooner.
Yeah. But... I hope it was worth it, my friend, because you've got a night in the clink coming up.
Yeah, a night in the clink. And there should be harsher penalties than just a night in the clink. You shouldn't just be able to jump out onto the field, interrupt a billion-dollar business, get a slap on the wrist, got people running around busting their ass after you for you to make a statement or a message. You put other people in harm. The security guard's job is to secure the place, and it is their job. I get it. Man, and somebody could be hurt. Some of the players can be hurt. What is it going to take for a player to be hurt before we got to slap people automatically with a misdemeanor? You have to make it very clear. There is no ands, ifs, or buts about this. Stay off of the field of play. Don't jump over the outfield fence. Don't jump down onto the 50-yard line. Don't glue yourself under the basket at the game. Otherwise, you ain't just going to be doing a night in jail. You might be doing some time. Make it clear. I don't think that's too harsh. What's so difficult? Stay your ass in your seat. Good for Bobby Wagner. The guy should have been knocked out cold. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from San Diego. What's up, Mark?
Not much, JR. So I doubt Bobby Wagner fears many human beings. But, you know, the statement that you don't know what these people are going to do. All you got to think about is Monica Seles. I mean, if someone's willing to break through security, if someone's willing to jump out to make some kind of statement like that, you really don't know what they're capable of. And so I'm all for the camera staying on these people and seeing what Bobby Wagner or anybody else does. You don't run on the field. You don't throw beer at Ron Artest. You just stay the hell away, and if you jump on anything that happens, you deserve it. That's all I got to say.
I hear that. No, I agree with you, Mark. Thank you for calling from San Diego. You referenced Monica Seles. Yeah, let's all keep in mind. She was stabbed. You talk about Ron Artest. I didn't even bring up that example, the malice at the palace. They threw a beer at him. Obviously, he went up swinging at the wrong person, but everybody that got hit, like, what are you doing thinking that you're gonna punch and swing at Steven Jackson? What are you, 6'7", 6'8"? You're going to just swing at him and you're 5'9"? What are you doing? You never heard of a reach advantage, dumbass? You're going to swing at Jermaine O'Neal? He's 7 feet, 6'11", 7 feet tall. What are you doing? This is what we need to happen. In an ideal world, we wouldn't have a malice in the palace. In an ideal world, I guess we treat it like, I don't know, let's go back to ancient Rome. We should have a cage fall out the sky. It should encapsulate the fan, and the fan should now have to go one-on-one with the toughest player on the court. It's like a mini game in a video game. Like, we're going to interrupt the football game to watch this fan get his ass whooped because he wanted to ruin it for everybody else. Not going to happen, but I think you get my point. The fact that this man can walk into a police department and file a police report is just a massive waste of resources. He should get his ass whooped again. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're not going to talk about ass whoopings. It's going to be time for a new top six list. Every Wednesday night and into Thursday morning, I bring it to you. Tonight will be no different. We know Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run. American League single season record. We're going to talk about some other records across the world of sports. Just records that will never be broken. Hockey, baseball, basketball, football. I'm looking at the pros. What's the toughest record in sports that we will never see touched? We're going to get into it. Start putting on your thinking caps. Start thinking deeply. Is it in baseball? Is it basketball? Does the record exist in football? They say records are made to be broken, not these. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you what they are on the other side of the break. So don't move.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.